This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
So Kim Kardashian has the perfect remedy for stretch marks during pregnancy. And our girl Khloe Kardashian has a problem choosing which girl is the godparent of her future child. Please stay tuned. We're talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. We are all here. It is a full panel.
Oh, yeah! Yay! Feels good!
It feels so good.
It's a family.
We're excited to be here. We are, like, it's very rare that we're all able to be in one room at the same time.
I know.
It's so cool.
We're getting
super
like
happy.
The Kardashians now.
Yes. So thanks for holding down the fort last week, you guys.
Of course.
Guys, we're here talking Kardashians Weekly. We're talking about this episode, We Love Chicago, season 15, episode 6. I can't believe they're on season 15.
I know. That makes me feel old.
Yeah.
I love it.
And what I do love about this season, I love sometimes just the flashbacks of just when they were younger. And I love the beginning when they do show like the home movies. And it's kind of nostalgic.
Absolutely. Well, please introduce yourselves. Let everyone know who you are.
Hey, y'all. I'm Rachel. Thanks for tuning in. We're happy to be here.
Yes. Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Nikki and Monet.
Hey, everybody. It's Howard the Third.
And I'm Dakota T. Jones. We're excited to be here. So let's get into this. Let's go. This episode, I was telling Nakia that there's not like a lot of substantial things happening in the episode. Mm-hmm. It was more like a fluff episode.
Right.
Yeah. Like just kind of filled.
I mean, Chicago was born.
Which
is a pretty big deal. But I feel like there wasn't as much, oh my gosh, compared to North and Saint, but because it's the surrogate.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool that she's showing the journey of having the surrogate. Because I know sometimes people are pretty private about having the surrogate because of like the insecurities of, I don't even like saying insecurities because these are real life thoughts.
Yeah.
Of, I may not be connected with my baby and stuff like that. So I love that she like kind of showed the surrogate and they were in the hospital room together. So I like seeing that.
It's a beautiful journey. Yeah. I loved seeing it. I still love low key the little flash mob scene. I don't know why. Like everybody just dancing off beat. Like, I just loved it. So go ahead. Come see you guys.
Yeah.
I did a flash mob in high school. Have y'all ever been a part of a flash mob?
I want to do one.
I've been in one.
Can
Let's
we
go.
Do one?
Yeah. Everyone now.
As long as we're surprising Kim,
right?
Then I'll be there.
Can we find Kim and just surprise her?
But speaking of the flash mob, Courtney and Larsa want to basically take Kim to this hip hop class to get her to dance. And so obviously Kim has that famous thing from back in the day where she was up on stage with Prince and Prince kicked her off the stage because she wasn't dancing. Mm-hmm. So Kim
was can be so awkward.
Oh yeah.
Awkward. I feel like she's a very introverted extrovert.
She is, because she seems really extroverted and she's on social media. But I think personally, like I even remember past season, she came off a little shy.
Yeah.
So even like on Dancing with the Stars and even with the whole Prince situation, she's a little awkward. She's like, don't look at me, but look at me.
Exactly. You know, she'll get nude for Playboy or make her sex tape, but she, you know, when it comes
like,
to
I'm not dancing.
She doesn't want all eyes on her. It's just, it's interesting. It's interesting.
It really is, but it's like, girl, you can at least do a two-step.
Right?
I mean,
shoulder shimmy.
Exactly. Like, your man is a rapper, like Courtney was saying, like, you need to learn how to at least be on beat.
She's
give me that.
She's done a lot more things than just like she could afford to do a two-step she's done we've seen her in all types of situations and positions you can definitely do a two-step, girl, just saying.
Or just like a nice little hand wave like they used to do, because like, you go to the Kanye concert, so I'm sure she has to
and she can remix the hand wave so many ways, you know.
I think people feel a little awkward when it comes to dancing too, and it's okay if you're off beat, like it's just for fun. So I think she could have did a little two-step.
She could have.
Kim.
But Courtney basically says that she wants Kim to not take herself too seriously, so she's really trying to teach Kim a a lesson here. But they pull it off, which is super funny. And, like, I love how Chloe goes out there for, like, a hot second and is like, I'm too pregnant for this. Like, because at the time, she was still, I think it was still somewhat of a secret that she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And so, like, whenever the flash mob people were over at their house, like, teaching them, Chloe, whenever she was getting, they're like, all right, Chloe, come join us. She's like, I'm too big for this and that. But like she cut herself off. She wasn't wanting to let the people know that she was pregnant because they could have ran to the media and said whatever. But you could tell she was kind of like censoring herself. She's like, I'm too big for this. Or like, I don't know.
She even pulled her jacket when they did it outside. She was like, oh, wait. And then she walked off. I was like, oh, yeah, she's still covering her belly. But I thought that was super cool to have like Kendall practicing with them and then Chloe join in. And I think that's so dope. Like, because I do love seeing Kim not taking herself so seriously, because I do think when she did get married to Kanye, because we all know Kanye seems to come off very serious, she became kind of serious. So I do miss, like, I love that they're pranking their mom.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 nine-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
I miss stuff like that. So I love that Courtney's like, it's okay to just have fun.
Yeah.
Let's just do a flash mob randomly. Why not? We're the Kardashians. Let's just have fun.
I feel like Chloe's been such a good sport. Although she's pregnant, she still is in the spotlight and is just a lot of fun. She still has her bubbly personality, which I admire so much.
Yeah. And like, so that was just so funny to watch. And like, Kim was super like taken aback, like, what's going on? But I was telling you guys, that's the mall that they always go to that I met Kendall at.
Yes.
And so like, they always go to, obviously they went to like this Go-Gurt or
Go-Gurt,
something like that. But there's also a place where it briefly showed where there was like a bunch of stuffed animals in the place. And there's like a painting of Mona Lisa with like an ice cream. And that's the place that they go to a lot.
Oh, that's dope.
And so I think Kendall had just eaten there. And then like I was standing somewhere else and she walked by me. And like I was like, I couldn't help but go up to her. I was like, girl.
Like, we talk about you every week.
I know. And that's what I told her.
She's so beautiful in person and tall.
Oh, yeah.
And she's gorgeous.
And the thing is she gets a lot of crap for, like, everyone always acts like she's, like, the moody one or, like, the mean one or the this or that. She's so nice. She really took the time to listen and, like, to listen to what I had to say. And she was so sweet and, like, honestly took the most time with me than any of the ones
she's heard of.
She's really personable and she's really sweet, and that's why I like Kendall, because she's kind of like the chill one.
She is.
She's not really into the whole like flashing lights, and she's the type of girl, like, I randomly seen her in Studio City and I was like, oh, hi, and she's like, hey, like, I love that about her. Super chill. So I love seeing her doing this getting down, and I'm like, all right, Kendall, you have some rhythm.
She really did. Where did you see her in Studio City?
Literally, so I go to this pokey place, if anyone's listening, it's really good. It's called 8 Ounce Pokey, and it's right on Ventura. And I was coming out of the pokey place. She was walking towards me, but she was going to this like Hawaiian barbecue place with her and her friends, and it was just random. And I was like, hi, Kendall, and she's like, hi, and I was like, okay,
that's so cool.
And it was random, randomly in Studio City.
That's
so
really cool.
If you guys hang out, you guys might see her getting some Hawaiian barbecue.
I'll just camp out.
Just camp out.
Yeah.
I'm camping out, and I'll just wait there as many days as I need to.
I'll be with you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then the other storyline that was a major plot point was the fact that Chloe doesn't know who the godparent of her child is.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Howard, were you, like, surprised at who she picked and for what reason?
I was, because I didn't think she was going to go with Kim. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought she was going to go with Courtney, because, you know, she does the whole gluten-free thing, and she does the whole, like, I'm just a mom and taking my kids everywhere with me. Not to say Kim doesn't, but, you know, I just always see Courtney's kids.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, Kim, but it makes more sense, because I think Kim's a little bit more laid back like Chloe is, and she won't keep them, like, on a strict diet, and she will just let them be kids.
Yeah.
And that's what they need to do.
Yeah. Well,
Courtney and Chloe have such a history, though.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that they were the closest sisters on the show, off the show. They've just been so close. So I was extremely surprised that Courtney wasn't higher up
I was too.
In the rankings for this because, yeah, Chloe really it's getting a lot closer with Kim and with the whole mom thing. Like, they're just getting a lot closer. And also, bless Courtney's heart, but she's just, like, not in the right state of mind.
Yeah.
Right.
Lately. And everyone can read that on camera. And but it's interesting that she picked Kim.
Yeah,
I was shocked too, because her, like, I can see if Kim or Courtney picked each other because they were sort of best friends, but Chloe and Courtney were best friends.
Yeah,
so I was shocked that she went with Kim. But like you said, they're getting closer, which I find like really cool because in the past they weren't as close.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So but I know Courtney was hurt. I know she.
Yeah,
was
she was. But I was kind of surprised because the reason was that she thinks that Kim is a little bit more stricter parenting style.
Yeah.
Over here, like, Courtney wouldn't let her kids have anything, like, as far as food wise. Yeah, it's all gotta be gluten free, and like,
but
what?
You know, at the end of the day, they're all family, so if something was to happen, they all will be hands on.
Yeah, right.
But that has to be a tough decision when you have like six or five siblings,
exactly,
and most of them have kids, and grandma's there, great grandma's there, so that has to be a tough decision. Yeah. And, like, with Courtney, she has three kids, so she can give one of them to each.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't want to separate your kids.
Right.
Right.
I didn't think about that. I was like, wait, no, sorry. One at Kim's, one at Kelly's, one.
Yeah. You get a kid, and you get a kid.
Yeah, you get a kid. Well, not only do they have history and have been the closest, but also Courtney is the oldest, and she had kids first. So I feel like experience-wise, she's been a mother longer.
Yeah.
Kim and...
It'd be
I'm still...
It'd be interesting, because, like, I think Kanye... is a good dad. I think he really is. But, like, the thought of, like, okay, well, this child is going to have Kanye as the dad is a little... It's an idea.
Yeah.
It's a thought. You know?
Like, yeah, it is one of those things where it's like...
Yeah.
Because Kim and Kanye are so huge. They're big superstars. And I would kind of want my kid to have, like, a normal... Not to say that they don't have a normal upbringing, but to have, like, Kanye as the dad, and he's always Kanye, and... doing too much, and then Kim's doing a lot, and I would have thought that she would have went with, like, someone like a Kim, though Kendall doesn't have kids, but Kendall and Courtney seem to be the lower, you know, the low-key people who would stay at home.
Can you guys believe, though, I mean, we're going to get into news and gossip later, and I'm sure you guys probably touched on it last week, but the whole thing with Kanye about how he came out with, like, a limited edition, like, Yeezy merch line with Pornhub, and, like...
He's the creative director of the Pornhub Awards.
Like, why?
Because it's Kanye, and Kanye can do no wrong.
I have a different point, but...
I mean, it's Kanye. He wants to... This is what he does. He gives us the shock value. He did his music video with that whole... Those big shoulders, and he turned those slippers into, like,
that,
a whole thing.
Okay, that was
cool. So now he's like, I already told you I love Pornhub. Might as well make money off of it and get y'all talking about it more.
I just can't.
I know Amber Rose is like, staring and slut walk. Especially after that song, but... Shout out to Kanye for being a creative director of the Pornhub Awards. That was so different. I'm like, okay, well, great. Add to your resume.
That really kind of like, I feel like that cheapened him.
It did.
Yeah.
There's a few things that he's been doing a lot lately, especially with his music and, like, him working with Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm like, what?
I know.
A whole nother hip-hop thing I can get into with Kanye, but,
I'm just like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm on that page.
I can't.
Not Tekashi fan.
I mean, I get it. Sure, if you want to do a song with Tekashi, fine. But, like, the creative director of Pornhub. No. No. Can't do it. Won't do it. No.
But I'm with you on that one.
I'm just like, why? But okay. So it's funny though in this episode where Kim was like basically trying to give Chloe this stretch mark remedy, and she didn't even plug in the crock pot. She's like, oh, I'm spent. Oh, that was so hard. I'm so worn out. And she didn't even plug it in.
She did the bare minimum, and it's like, I am so exhausted.
I'm like, that's me at work doing the bare minimum. I'm like, oh, I'm tired.
You're tired
of
this.
You're like, I'm over it.
Didn't even plug it in.
But low key, I was writing down the. The ingredients, I'm like, okay, chicken fingers.
Like, chicken.
Claws.
Chicken, not, like, just for you guys listening, please do not go out and buy chicken fingers from, like, a nice fast food place and put those in there.
No.
The actual chicken claw.
Apple cider vinegar.
Ew.
I've been drinking that lately.
It's really good for you.
Yeah.
Just be careful, because if you drink it a lot... it actually can really affect your teeth.
Mm-hmm. So I did hear
be
that.
Careful. You gotta dilute that with that water.
Like with water.
But when she put it with the chicken, I was like, ew, because apple cider vinegar is just gross. Thanks. It's good for you, but it is gross when you smell it. Feet. So chicken feet and claw, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I want to know where she found this. She said that Courtney told her? No, like,
the poor PA had to go.
Oh, for sure.
Girl, I never... ever heard of this. I mean, given I'm not online just looking up right. how to get rid of stretch marks, but
a soup remedy, I thought it'd be more like a lotion or something like you put on your skin, but
bone broth
lotion, like you're, I don't know,
with the bone.
With soup, it's I don't know.
You got the money, just get it removed.
Okay. she's gonna get the lasers.
Exactly. someone who will not need lasers for this pregnancy is Kim. She had her surrogate, and we got to see a little bit of her surrogate, and Chicago was born, and then she says that she always had those fears of like, oh, will I be as close to this child? She said all that went away, and she was just so happy. You could see in the clips, and what did you guys think of that?
That was beautiful.
Sweet. It was really
Were you guys shocked at her name choice?
I mean,
With Chicago? Yeah. Chicago? The name Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why they chose Chicago is because Kanye's from Chicago, grew up in Chicago, but it's like, I was born in Flower, or raised in Flower Mound. I'm not going to say my child. Hey, Flower Mound. Like,
shout out.
I really do think that was like a last minute thing because they really had nothing, and I think he probably was just like, go Chicago.
I know.
I do like when they call her Shy. That's pretty.
Yeah.
But when I first heard Chicago, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, but people are doing Brooklyn.
Okay, so let's go down the line and say what our child's name would be. So mine would be Rogersville Jones.
Oh. We're talking like what our
city
and
then last name.
Oh. Wait, that's
so
your...
So my city, like from where I grew up and was born, like it's Rogersville. So Rogersville, Missouri, but Rogersville Jones would be my child.
I actually like that name.
Yeah. I know.
Mine would be Flower Mound Robillard. That's silly.
I grew up in two places, one in Brooklyn, one in New York, one in Boston, so it would be... Bed-Stuy Chelsea Richardson.
Wow.
I actually like that.
I guess mine would be Lancaster Reese.
Ooh. That sounds like a boring name.
I know. Come on stage, baby. Lancaster Reese.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, people have known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Hey. Call Kanye.
The third.
Lancaster the third.
That's right.
But yeah, no, that was a really beautiful moment and seeing little baby Chicago and getting to meet her. And that's what I said, I love that she was being so transparent and showing her going through the surrogacy. And but I mean, that must be cool to kind of like have your baby shower and look slayed and not pregnant and come through looking beautiful and no stretch marks, and you're like, my baby will be here any day.
Right?
She'll be delivered by the stork any day now.
And so they didn't show the surrogate's face.
Yeah.
Did y'all think that was a good call on production just to keep her out?
Yeah, because also with the paparazzi, I noticed too, when they would catch her, you wouldn't see her face at all too. So I like that because it's a way to keep her safe.
Yeah.
Keep her away from the crazed fans and the crazed paparazzi. And I like that they didn't show her face.
Yeah.
Because she's probably like, I'll do it, but I don't want to be known. Just pay me my money and I'm good.
Yeah.
She's just walking among us like a normal person. Like, what?
I want to know how you sign up for this because I will be Kim's next surrogate if she needs it.
Rachel will too.
Yeah, I was like, I would do for Kim. I wouldn't do for many people. I'd probably do my sister and Kim, and that's about it.
Call me Kim.
Yeah. As long as I, you know, get that mommy makeover after. Hit up Kim. That's what I want.
I'm coming up with a contract. I need a house.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Close I'll take by. A car.
And my student loans paid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I need.
You gonna pay my student loans? Shoot. I'll
do it.
Let's go.
Let's make history, boo.
Come on.
Yes, definitely. Well, let's get into some tea time, because I feel like we've already spilled a lot of tea, and we haven't even gotten into tea time. So, okay, so let's talk about this. According to Kanye, Kim is attending law school amid her work on prison reform. We all know that she's been working more to free more people, which has been really awesome to see. It's not just like a one-and-done thing. But now she's in law school, which is very interesting. What were your thoughts on that?
I like that because, you know, when this first was happening, and still, a lot of people, even myself, was like, okay, you don't have the experience, you don't know what you're doing, but I love that she's actually taking the time to go to law school, kind of like her dad, following her dad's footsteps, to actually learn about these things and know, so when she is presented to someone like that guy in the White House, she can actually come with the facts and know what she's talking about. So I do love that she is going to law school.
I just... She never went to college.
Facts.
So how did she just get into law school?
Like I could everyone also else does.
Right, I'm just being my logistics are not adding up here in this situation.
I feel like there is a good chance that Kanye just said that. Like I feel like he says things.
He's just be making stuff up sometimes.
I feel like he says things, like, and it's
is
just
that for real.
She could have mentioned, you know, I wish I could have gone to law school.
He was like, oh
she's in law school.
Exactly. She goes to law school, y'all. And she's probably like, I don't have time.
I hope she's just really taking it seriously, and this isn't just a whole like publicity thing. Because when she did it the first time, I was kind of iffy, but I was like, okay, you know, at least she got her out. Yes, but now this time, I'm like, okay, she's really doing this. Like, is this gonna be a hobby or how? Next season 16. Like, are we for real, Kim? Like,
it's cool.
Yeah, but you know, if she, but like you said, like, what school, and do you have the time? But I hope that she is. At least reading books about it. Maybe that's where he got the idea from. And hopefully she's taking it serious, because this is a real serious matter. And someone like Van Jones, who's with her, he's been doing this for 20 plus years. So, and I'm happy she had him with her at the White House this time.
That's cool.
Yeah, Courtney's actually the only one who went to college.
Yeah, Courtney went to college.
Amongst everyone. So.
True. Very, very true.
Right. And so Kanye was saying that about Kim. And something Kanye did do recently was he shared a very intimate photo of him and baby Chicago.
She is looking more and more like little Saint.
I know.
Right? Look at that face.
And Kanye has just been so much on his Instagram game lately. He's been posting a lot of posts.
And Twitter.
He usually doesn't. He kind of hides behind. Yeah. He doesn't hide behind the computer often with posting. But now he's been posting a lot.
Really?
So it was really cute.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I just follow him on Twitter. I don't follow him on Instagram. No? Because I thought he wasn't posting. He wasn't posting at all on Instagram.
He is. He's been a lot lately.
Sometimes I want him to stop. But speaking about posting, Kylie posted something really cute. She shared this really beautiful photo of baby Chicago and baby Stormy having a little slumber party.
So cute.
Look at them and their little matching pink baby PJs.
Very cute.
They're beautiful. I love that Stormy, True, and Chicago all around the same age. I love that because I can't wait for them to like grow up.
They are
up
the,
and,
the next generation.
Yeah, sure. And then you got the like next. Mason waiting in the cut and Penelope and Rain, and then these three are now coming up. So
I love that. Very cool. They all beautiful. Have each other to grow up with, and that's really exciting. Yeah.
I love that. You think Rain feels left out, low key? Like, we need another boy.
That is true. He's probably like, damn, we need boys.
Mason, but Mason's almost 9, and then
Mason's babysitting. He ain't.
Exactly. And Rain's kind of like, well, what about me? But what are the boys?
Courtney says she's ready for another baby, so.
We'll see. One plus. I'm like, what?
I mean, do you think, exactly, Courtney mentioned how she does want more kids, but.
Is that when you call in Sky and you're like, I just need this one favor?
Exactly. Yeah. Is that what she, like, keeps Scott around for? Let's be honest.
Like, I can see her just asking for a donor, to be honest. Like, I mean, him to donate.
So,
like,
exactly.
She, I feel like she's so past him right now that she's not going to want to have a little rendezvous to, like, make it happen.
That is true.
She's going to want it to be like a get the turkey baster out type situation.
I think she's going to want the rendezvous. I think she's going to be just drunk enough. Like, all right, bring your little stupid butt over here. Let's make this baby and then get out, like, very quickly.
Sophia can wait outside.
Right.
I just hope. Well, because she's back with Eunice, and so I just hope, you know, babies make things a little complicated when they're made out of love.
Exactly. Yeah.
Stick with Scott. Speaking of babies, Chloe also shared a picture of her baby, True. Just the cutest little girl.
She is channeling her inner Cardi B. Yes. I love that tongue.
First of all, this baby is so darn cute.
She is.
She is just so beautiful, and she's like a fun baby, because I even love the picture of her, Grandma Chris, and Chloe in the pool, and she has her tongue out doing Cardi B. She, her little chubby cheek, she's just so cute.
Yeah.
Cute baby.
If this photo had like audio to it, it would be
I love that. She's beautiful.
The cutest thing ever. Also, obviously, I couldn't throw in a photo of this, but Kendall's nude photos go viral after it was stolen from the photographer. And of course, the photographer was most likely going to blur out some things or like maybe make it like not shown. But these photos that were taken of her naked on a horse and other all these positions and things, wow, doing things that, like, you know, she was out there in the world. Yeah. And like these photos were released and yeah.
That sucks.
Have y'all seen it?
I haven't seen it. I thought about Googling the track.
I want to see it.
I want to see too.
I feel like a lot of them were removed from Twitter because I was like trying to go and do my research on Twitter, like what happened, right, and all the photos had been taken down. Mm. But yeah,
that's tough too. And she's so private, and especially like, yeah, you're doing this for work and it's supposed to be artistic, and have someone steal it. That does suck.
Yeah,
sorry, Kenny.
Well, can't the photographer get in trouble, or the how would that work?
It wasn't his fault though.
I think someone stole it from him. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
that's sad.
Yeah.
Well, we all know that Kim launched her Blossom, yeah, line, her, ooh, Blossom line, and posted a lot of pictures of her promoting the new line. And she had all these cherry blossoms on her. And then Paris Hilton posted a throwback of her and all the roses that she has done a photo shoot of. And so there's a side-by-side here. And is this Paris throwing shade, saying, I've done it first?
And I low-key love Paris Hilton, because though they're friends now, I still think low-key Paris is still like, ugh. Like,
uh-huh,
you know, like when, yeah, you get along with someone now and you guys beef, I think low-key she's still like, whatever, like still throw shade. And I kind of love the shade that she was throwing.
I met Paris and she's really nice, but I feel like she's probably just pretty jealous of like, yeah, how things turned out to be. She had her time in the sun, now it's Kim's time, and I think that bothers her realistically. Mm-hmm. And so she posted this photo of her and was like, throwback to a photo shoot I did a long time ago with blah 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, like,
so is that what you think? You think it's more shade for her, or actually shade down a memory lane?
Shade.
No,
shade.
Definitely shade.
I think it's shade, only definitely, because she could have posted that photo any other, right, time. Or maybe it was when she seen Kim, she was like, oh, I forgot I had this photo, and it sparked a memory. But I do think it's shade, because I think Paris still throws a little shade. I mean, Kim kind of did too when she had her game, and she put the fake Paris in her game. So that's why, like, they get along, but I think it's one of those, like, old soap opera things where these two women are going to probably be 80 and still throwing low-key shade at each other.
Right. I know.
Definitely.
And I mean, so who did it best? What do y'all think?
Kim.
Based on the picture.
I like them both.
I like them both, but I think I'm going to go with Paris a little bit more.
I'm feeling Paris.
You know
what? Because it's more like a sexy...
Yeah, it's hot.
I'm a bigger fan of Kim, but like, I guess if we are being honest, the red color is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's like pretty. Powder. But yeah. I love the way Kim looks. Like, I love her hair.
It's like Pocahontas vibes.
Yes. But they both look beautiful, so exactly. Shout out to them. Speaking of beautiful, Kylie Jenner, I seen something really cool. Cosmopolitan put up a quote from Kylie Jenner, and she says, I have no ass implant. I used to be 120 pounds. Now I'm pushing one.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
36 pounds, but it's all right. I like my chunkiness. Plus, it's good to know your angles. I really don't think I have the fattest ass, but I know my angles. Girl.
Do you believe her?
No.
No.
Here's the thing. I just love when people own it. Just own it. And I think sometimes they forget that you have fans who have been watching you for 15 seasons.
Yeah.
And there's photos on Google of you before your ass job. And we see you now. So I love when people just own up to it and don't even say anything at all.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, she blatantly lied about her lips, saying yes, that it was the lip liner and how she's doing her lips, and completely ignored the fact that she was, in fact, using fillers. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm just like, I used to believe in what the girls would say, like, oh, they don't have implants. Like, they don't, because they say they don't, but...
You can not have implants, but, like, do cool, like, the sculpting where you take the transfers.
Yes.
And you're, like, that's just transferring fat. So, like, it's not necessarily a, like, implant.
It's not an implant, but you weren't born with a big booty. But it's okay. Like, a lot of women do it. A lot of women have been doing it, where you do the fat transfers. And women like Kay Michelle talked about it because she had to take some of hers out. And it's okay. Like, we know that you didn't grow that booty. But
there's other ways besides implants. Like, whether it be lasers or, like massagers. There's just different types of... Technology's crazy now with what you can do with your body.
I wish they would just really drop down the doctor's name. Like, I'm just waiting for the doctor.
Because I want to go.
Because I just feel like I can get an appointment, you know, save a few coins. And all the, you know, all the girls are doing it. I think her friends are doing it. Just drop it, Kylie. Just let us know. How are you feeling?
Exactly.
Well, speaking of booties here, Chloe also spoke on her booty by saying, "I want my baby to inherit my butt." Both big booties. Well, mine before pregnancy. And it's like, Chloe, you know Chloe, my girl, but you know, there was a little extra help back there with Chloe. Unfortunately, we saw the booty in Mexico, how it was looking just a little off. And, you know, she my girl, but, you know, they just got at some bad angles. So it's like, Chloe... Yeah. Just drop the doctor's name. Just let us know what's going on. She had a cute butt before.
She had a cute butt. She had a great body.
Yeah, and it's a little bit bigger than normal, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm here with it.
I'm here with it.
So funny.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of being here with, just going to cut in really quick, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. For dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But guys, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional.
Okay.
So guys, please subscribe to the please subscribe to our channel and check out for the AfterBuzz YouTube the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air, because we really do appreciate the fans and we appreciate all of you guys. And thank you guys for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
And now transitioning to a little bit more unfortunate news: Brandon and Leah Jenner. Y'all remember them. They were made special cameos on Keeping with the Kardashians. Brandon is the brother of Kylie and Kendall, Caitlyn being the father. Well, they were together for 6 years, beautifully married, and they have recently separated.
Oh, my gosh.
They've recently separated, which really broke my heart seeing that this E! News posted this, because I really, really liked them. They're musicians. They do a lot of music together, and... I just really, seeing them on camera,
they seem
was so genuine.
Yeah, they seem like they get along really well. So I was shocked when I seen that, because I'm like, I wonder why.
I think it's because it's really hard to like be in a marriage, but also to work together or to like have a, and maybe their music didn't turn out as like popping as they thought. Like maybe it didn't get, the word didn't get out as much, and like they felt like they did it for nothing, or like it didn't go anywhere. And so I think when you mix work with a marriage, sometimes it really strains the relationship. So I feel like if I had to guess, that would be what may have happened.
That's so sad.
And this is their statement that they gave E! News. Brandon and Leah Jenner said, "Even though we have chosen to separate as a couple, we still love each other very, very much and remain a major part of each other's lives as best friends, family, and loving parents to our daughter."
I love that they're going to be there for their daughter and still co-parent. That's important.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And they seem like they still get along as friends. So
absolutely.
I wish them the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. And guys, transitioning over to something more positive, you guys know I love the Yeezy shoes.
Dakota loves the Yeezy shoes.
And so Kanye plans to mass produce his triple white Yeezy Boost 350 V2s, and they're going to be releasing on September 21st. You can go sign up on Adidas' website and to try to get like the access to that. This is like, it's funny because they used to be called the cream whites. Now they're called triple white. I don't know. Take that up with Kanye. But yeah, like this is going to be one of the very first mass produced, where it's like apparently, allegedly, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be able to get their hands on these.
That's good.
So not as exclusive as they have.
Yeah, because I know there's some people who really want Yeezys and can never get them. So that's good that he's letting a lot of people do that. And I think he's opening a store in Chicago as well.
So. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Not to toot my own horn, but I was able to get like one of the last ones that were like one of the last ones that was like somewhat of a limited release. It was one of the more like higher released ones.
I'll toot for you.
But thank you. But I was like, okay, I got them before they were super available. But anyway, moving on. But I'm really excited to see, you know, how many people really get these. But since they're so close to the butter ones, which I have more yellow, I'm like, I don't necessarily need an all white because, like, let's be honest, I step outside and it gets
dirty. And I was about to say, those are shoes that you just keep in the closet and look at because white, I would be scared that someone would step on them and spill. Yeah. I would spill stuff on them. Yeah. So.
Don't wear those to a concert.
Oh, no. Please don't.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-hmm. But let's move on to Gram Glam. You guys know I love picking my favorite photos of the week of their photos. So let's go with Kim first. Here's Kim. She's promoting one of her new lip shades, and while doing it, she's got a really cool grill in that says Kim. So I love this. I think it's a interesting photo. It kind of shows that, I don't know, for her to post something like this, yes, like, she's still being sexy and cool, but, like, I feel like the old Kim may have not posted something like this because it's a little silly to have, like, the grill in and this. Yeah. But, like, it seems like she's just kind of like, hey, I'm promoting my lip line, but I'm also going to have this cool grill in. It's like she's kind of, like, not taking herself as seriously as she has in the past.
I think she looks hot.
I would say her makeup looks great.
She looks so good. And the next photo we have is of Courtney, and the caption was something about just shut the door or just shut it or something like that. And I was wondering what you guys thought, if you thought it was, like, just shut the door on Eunice or maybe they were beefing.
Like, just shut this guy.
She looks amazing, first of all. Yeah. This girl's about to be 40 next year.
Crazy.
She could be talking about Eunice because allegedly they got back together, but they could be in a relationship where they break up, get back together, break up. And she's been posting really hot, sexy photos. And you know, usually those are the people who do that when, like, you're breaking up and you want all your exes to notice you. So she could be throwing shade at Eunice. She looks good.
She does look good. I hope she's not doing that whole breakup makeup thing. Like, she ain't got time for all that.
Right.
No
with all those kids, no.
Okay.
You ain't got time.
That's funny. And the next photo is of Chloe in her black and white. She looks great. Is this just like an oversized blazer that she's got over this outfit? Is that what this is? Yeah.
She looks really good.
I love her hair in a high ponytail.
Me too.
She really does great with that. And then, of course, we have Kendall, who went to the Longchamp runway show in New York. And she just seems so genuine, so always just so happy and just present. And I love her. And this purple outfit is definitely a style choice, but I like
that
it.
That outfit is hot. Because it's very, like, 90s New York Fashion Week outfit. She looks good.
She really does.
Yeah.
She always looks good.
And, of course, we got to end it with my girl Kylie in this little white onesie looking like $1 million.
I think it's a swimsuit.
Oh, it's
is it a swimsuit?
Oh, yeah. Why did I say a onesie? Yeah. all the people who are listening on iTunes are probably
a one-piece swimsuit.
They're thinking, like, wait a minute. Is this, like, she's wearing, like, a pajama onesie? Like, what's happening?
You were close, though.
Thanks.
Kylie and her new curves.
Yeah.
She looks great.
I feel like she's definitely had some work done. And for her to say that she hasn't, I'm like, Just admit it.
She really does look great, though.
Looks good, though.
But let's go down the line. Howard, who do you think wins the Gram Glam Award of the Week?
So I think I'm going to give it to Kendall.
Okay.
I love that purple, of course. It just really pops. She looked really happy. And I'm like, you know, I love her. And I haven't really seen her around town, though, for New York Fashion Week. Usually she's walking around this town, but I haven't seen her in any shows. So
she's probably scared of the models after, like, the whole statement was released.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably staying low-key now.
She
did an interview and made a comment, and she said her words were taken out of context. When she's like, I don't do the other shows that the girls do. I don't do as many fittings. Mm-hmm. Or whatever those other girls do, and the models got offended at that.
Yeah.
And she apologized.
Everyone always wants to get offended.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't know.
Mine would be Courtney. Courtney looks good, and I just love how healthy she always is, and she looks amazing. I just love that she's about to be 40, and she has all those damn kids.
I know.
And her body's on point, so mine's for Courtney.
I agree. Like, Howard, I like the purple. I love Kendall. She looks great, but I got to go with Kia. Courtney was killing it. She, her whole body, and sometimes you just got to tell the haters to shut it.
Okay. Yeah.
I retweet that.
No, I'm going to go with you. Not just because of the, like, what Courtney looked like in the photo. I'm a big fan of, like, very tall, big doors. And so, like, I thought that was really, like, an artistic, like, thing. And the fact that she has these giant doors, I'm like, I'm into the doors. Like, remove Courtney from the photo, and I'd still pick the doors this week. Like,
come on, doors.
I'm just saying.
It was a really cool photo. The aesthetic was
nice.
And
this is a ad for doors. I'm just kidding.
She was my number two, though. Courtney was my number two.
Kendall was my number two.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys again so much for joining us. We've had a blast talking to you guys and breaking it down this week. Please keep up with us on social media. Rachel, where can everyone find you?
I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Twitter at @Rach_Robillard.
Guys, I'm Nikia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom, and on Thursdays doing Jersey Shore.
Hey, everybody, it's Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard III. And, of course, my website, howardthird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks again for joining us, and we will keep up with you next time. Bye,
bye,
guys.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.